Li'ili Nishmas, Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha.
We are continuing in Siman Dalid, and we're up to Seif Yud Ches. The Shulchan Aruch gives a list of things that require one to wash his hands. Some of these things you have to wash your hands because of Nikias, cleanliness, and some of these things because of Ruach Ra, that there's some sort of impure spirit and you want to remove the Ruach Ra. If it's only for cleanliness, then you don't need to be in a rush to do it. I mean, you want your hands to be clean, but there's no real rush. But if it's for Ruach Ra, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, to remove Ruach Ra, a person should want to do that Yemaher Litol Taketh, to wash it right away. Also, for Ruach Ra, you have to wash the entire hand. And if it's only for cleanliness, you have to clean the part that you think became dirty. So we'll start with those that the Mishnah Berurah says are for cleanliness. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Chol Eitz Min Aleph, if you take your shoes off. That means if you touch your shoes, so then your hands are dirty, you have to wash your hands. Now, it's only if you touch your shoes. If you slip them off or slip them on, you don't need to wash your hands. Now, it's interesting, this idea of touching the shoes, it's not because the shoes were on the ground, but rather in the old days, the way it worked was, the ground was full of waste disposal, things like that, human waste, animal waste, and then it would be on your shoes, that's how they lived, and then it might go onto your hands if you touched it. So really, the original reason for this halacha doesn't apply nowadays fully, because nowadays the ground we walk on normally is much cleaner. However, that's the halacha. The halacha stays the same, that if you touch your shoes that were on the ground, you have to wash your hands, and this means wash your hand once. Now, this only applies to shoes that have been worn or worn outside. Let's say you're at a shoe store and you're trying on new shoes. Those are never worn, right? You don't have to wash your hands for that. If you have bedroom slippers that were never taken outside, so then you don't have to wash for that either. The poskim say if you're putting on boots and you only touch the upper part of the boot that's not really close to the ground at all, you don't have to wash your hands for that either. And then there's a very interesting machlokas. Some of the Gedolei HaPoskim say this only applies to leather shoes and not to cloth or synthetic material. They quote this in the name of the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein. The pshat is, like we said before, that really the original reason for this halacha doesn't really apply nowadays, because our grounds and the floor is much cleaner. But we still do it. That was the takana, to wash hands and touch your shoes. But back then they mostly wore leather shoes. So therefore it could be it doesn't apply. That's what both the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe said. It only applies to leather shoes, and that's brought down in the poskim. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch says Chofeif Rosho. You scratch your head, you have to wash your hands. When you scratch your head, so then you know you pull up some of the from the scalp, some of the dirt. You have to wash your hands. Now this is only if you scratch your head. If you touch your hair, you know, straighten out your hair, then you do not have to wash, because it's only with the scratching which pulls up some of the dirt. You'll see sometimes you'll have a learned young man that he'll use his kippah to scratch his head. Why is he doing that? Because he doesn't want to actually scratch his scalp. He doesn't want to have to wash his hands. So if you use your kippah, some people will take a pen and they'll scratch their head with a pen. The reason for doing that is to avoid having a problem of having to wash your hands. Well, now, there's a fascinating discussion about this, and it's very lemaisa. Some of the poskim say this only applies if you're scratching your head in a part that's normally covered. Let's say by the yarmulke, or people that wear a hat most of the time. But the parts of the head that are normally uncovered, they don't get so dirty, so full of sweat. And therefore, many poskim say, even if you scratch the part of the head that's uncovered, you won't have to wash your hands. Yoruch HaShulchan and others are quoted as saying the other of the Achronim. And other Achronim say no, that when you're scratching your head, even if it's part that's not covered, you would still have to wash your hands. That's a machlokas lemaisa. The poskim say if a person is even those that are makil, if you're scratching your head because it's dirty and you want to get rid of some of the dirt, then of course you have to wash your hands. The machlokas is you have like an itch and you scratch your head in a place that's normally uncovered, so you have to wash your hands. That's a machlokas. But certainly if you're pulling up dirt, you would have to wash your hands. The Shulchan Aruch also mentions cutting nails. A third example, which the Mishnah Berurah says is because of Nikias, is if somebody touches a part of the body that's normally covered. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not based on Ruach Ra, but rather based on Nikias. Often the parts of the body that are normally covered, there's a little sweat, it's a little dirtier. So if you touch that part of the body, so then you have to wash your hands. The Shulchan Aruch says if you're davening, you should be careful not to touch a part of the body that's normally covered, because you're sort of stuck. You have to wash your hands, but you're davening. You should be careful not to do that, because you're not supposed to daven if your hands aren't clean. So what taka are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes that from the Shulchan Aruch later on, that if you touch the part of the body that's dirty, that's uncovered, that's normally covered, you'd clean your hands some way. He says, clean it with something. We would say nowadays with a cloth or rub it on your clothing to clean your hands. But that's b'di'evit. It's better during davening to avoid that in order not to have a problem during davening with your hands being dirty. Similarly, when you're eating, you wash your hands for bread, and now you're eating, you should be careful from getting your hands dirty. If you do touch a part of the body that's normally covered, you would wash again, but the Mishnah Berurah says here you would not say a bracha, and that we'll discuss more, Bezus Hashem, when we get to those halachas. There was one time I remember I caused Rav Nevensal Shlita to wince. He was unhappy with my question. A student asked me once, you have a sitter with like a piece of wood, something hard on it, like part of the sitter, like the cover of the sitter. So maybe if your hands get dirty, you touch a part of the body that's covered during Shemon Esrei. So now you have to, you want to clean your hands. So one way to clean your hands is to rub it against something hard. So maybe rub it against your sitter to clean your hands. He winced and he said, Chas v'shalom, to use your sitter to clean your hands. He didn't like the question at all. So let's not use our sitters to clean our hands. Nowadays our clothes are much cleaner than the old days. If we have to clean our hands on something, we can clean it on our clothing. Now, this is only during Shemon Esrei where you can clean your hands on something else. But during, let's say you're still regular davening, let's say in the middle of Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Berurah says, or Pesukei D'Zimra, you have to go wash your hands. So if during davening, Pesukei D'Zimra or Kriya Shema, you absentmindedly touch a part of the body that's normally covered, you should get up and go wash your hands. Now we'll discuss those that are for Ruach Ra. So one, the Shulchan Aruch says, no tel tziparnov. If you cut your nails, so we assume there's some sort of impure spirit, you have to wash your hands. And the Mishnah Berurah says that one time is enough. Now the poskim discussed that if a person bites his nails out of like nervousness, so then you don't have to wash your hands. That's not called cutting your nails. But sometimes young women file their nails, then you would have to wash your hands. That's considered cutting your nails. Now those that bite their nails, it's well known that the Chazon Ish didn't like it. Because if you bite your nails during the week, then there's a pretty good chance you're going to bite your nails on Shabbos too. And that's a problem. You're not allowed to cut your nails on Shabbos at all. So the Chazon Ish encouraged people to really try not to bite their nails because it could lead to a problem. It can lead to a problem on Shabbos. One of our Rebbeim said it's sort of like the Michal Shabbos during the week. Now, obviously, you want to avoid that, and all right, that's known from the Chazon Ish. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch says if you take a haircut, you cut your hair, so you have to. There's a Ruach Ra, and a person is supposed to wash their hands. This applies both to the one doing the washing, doing the cutting, and also the person taking the haircut should wash the hands. And again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one time on each hand is enough. It's brought down, the poskim say it's only the hair that's close to the body. So if you would shave, you would also have to wash your hands, but they, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others say, if a person just trims his beard, or, you know, trims his payas on the side, he cuts the end of the payas, you would not have to wash your hands for that. That wasn't part of the original takana. Similarly, sometimes when you do an upsharing, people cut a little bit of the hair of the little boy, Rav Shlomo Zalman said the takana there did not apply, and you would not have to wash your hands. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch also mentions, if you actually touch a dead body, and the Mishnah Berurah adds on, if a person attends a funeral, or a person is malava the mace at a funeral, malava a mace, you walk along with the mace, you would have to wash your hands. There's a discussion whether it's only if you're close to the mace within Da'alat Amos, or anyone who really attends the funeral, and the custom is to be machmir, to wash our hands. And there the Mishnah Berurah says that many are machmir to wash their hands three times. And here the Mishnah Berurah refers to a minhag that we're not really sure what it's based on, but it's a minhag that if you attend a funeral, you should not walk into a house until you've washed your hands. Noagu Mishnah Berurah in Mem Gimel. Noagu lahakbidim yikaneis adam lebayis acher kodem sheyirchatz umeg minag avaseinu torahi. It's from the Ramah in Hilchos in Yoredei in Hilchos Avelos from the Ramah. So that's the practice that people wash their hands when they leave a cemetery, and there we're machmir to wash three times each. The Shulchan Aruch says mishamesh mitaso. When the husband and wife have marital relations, they're both supposed to wash their hands afterwards. And there again, the Mishnah Berurah says that we are machmir to wash three times each. Oh. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Hayotze mi beis hakise. If somebody leaves a bathroom, he has to wash his hands. Now the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say using the bathroom. He says leaving a bathroom. And the idea is as follows. Bizman Chazal, the assumption was that there was a ruach ra in the bathroom. There was this impure spirit, and you would walk into a bathroom and you would leave, you would have to wash your hands. Oh, there's a big discussion nowadays whether this still applies. Because nowadays, the whole bathroom system is totally different than in the old days. And the tzohar remains for only a short amount of time. And our bathrooms are much, 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 much cleaner than theirs. So there's a big machlokas whether nowadays we assume our bathrooms also have this ruach ra. And if a person just goes into a bathroom and leaves, would he have to wash his hands? And many poskim are makel on that. Rav Shlomo Zalman's makel on that. And it's a big discussion. But again, many poskim are makel that nowadays we wouldn't have to wash our hands when you just walk into a bathroom. But rather, we'd wash our hands only if we actually use the bathroom. Rav Shlomo Zalman says this in Halicho Shlomo, Perek Kaf Halacha Kaf Dalid, Hanichnes Lebeis Hakise Shebizmanenu, Shedarko Liosnaki Veloas Atzrachav, Eino Tzarich Netzila. That's the Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak, and many rely on that. But if one uses the bathroom, then certainly one should wash their hands after coming out of the bathroom. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas, is it one time or three times? And the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he leans to the opinion of one time is enough. So after the bathroom, many do one time, wash their hands one time, and some wash their hands three times. Now it's interesting, you don't necessarily if you're going to wash your hands one time after leaving the bathroom, there's a discussion whether one really needs to use a kli. And most of the poskim say that me'ikar adin, you don't need to use a kli. You don't need to use a kli. However, some say that it's praiseworthy to do so. That's the language of Rav Simcha Ben Yehuda Kohen,
on page 43. He quotes in the Makoros from several of the Acharonim, even though it's not a kli to use a kli, but many had that custom. The Chazon Ish had that custom to use a kli after using the bathroom to wash his hands. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, they quote even the Chafetz Chaim and the Stipler. So this has become a widespread hiddur amongst B'nai and B'nos Torah to, after the bathroom, wash their hands once with a cup, with a kli after using the bathroom, and some wash three times. And the first halacha the Shulchan Aruch quotes, of course, is getting out of bed in the morning. There you wash your hands three times each. We learned earlier, some say four times. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, the times you're supposed to wash with your hands three times each, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is when you wake up in the morning, that ruach ruach from the morning, or after Tashmish Hamita, and when one attends a funeral, and after the bathroom. He quotes two opinions, and the Mishnah Berurah leans to the opinion that one time is enough.